Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Brian from Methuen.
Hi.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you kindly leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, win yourself $100. Kennedy, who is dressed as me for Halloween, so she has on a bald cap and no shoes.
I know there's two of you in the studio today.
Shorts and a Taylor Swift sweatshirt. has now left our studio and gone into the soundproof studio. You just have to get more right than Kennedy to win. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, question number one. Vanilla Ice turns 57 today. Name his biggest hit.
Oh, we're not off to a good start.
Okay. Question number two. Arnold Schwarzenegger has publicly endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. Arnold was once the governor of which state?
California.
Question number three. Tonight is Halloween, and pillowcases all over America are getting filled with delicious candy. What is the number one selling candy brand? Is it Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Snickers, or Kit Kats?
I'll go with Reese's.
Question number four. Rob Schneider, 61, today. Name his famous daughter who sings this song.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
I have seen her, and I have a feeling I'm going to waffle on this one. Elle King.
Question number five. Halloween, the best night of the year for spooky movies, and The Shining is one of the best horror movies of all time. In The Shining, what line is written over and over in Jack Torrance's manuscript?
Red rum.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Brian, I understand you own a martial arts school.
Oh, yes, Sensei.
Yes.
What is it called?
Bay State Martial Arts in Woburn.
What discipline of martial arts are you teaching?
Kenpo Karate.
I've been thinking about this for Barrett. I think he would benefit from something like this. I think it would be good for his self-esteem.
With all that spare time of his?
I think it would be great.
I'm going to get Brian's number. You might become Barrett Sensei. Kennedy, Brian got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
Stop with my ding there, acting a little weird. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice turns 57 today. Name his biggest hit.
Ice Baby.
Brian.
I know, right?
Maybe too busy doing spinning back kicks.
I guess 1-0. Arnold Schwarzenegger has publicly endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. Arnold was once the governor of which state?
California.
2-1.
You guys both did the same voice.
Well, it's all I can think of when I hear his face and I hear his voice, and that's what he would do in speeches.
Tonight is Halloween, and pillowcases all over America are getting filled with delicious candy. What is the number one selling candy brand? Is it Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, ooh, Snickers, or Kit Kats?
I'm going to go Reese's.
Yes, of course. 3-2. Rob Schneider, 61 today. Name his famous daughter who sings this song.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That is Elle King.
4-3. Question number 5. Halloween, the best night of the year for spooky movies, and The Shining is one of the best of all time. In The Shining, which line is written over and over in Jack Torrance's manuscript?
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
That is
cool.
Nice job, Kennedy.
She might be dressed like you, but she still plays like her.
Oh, come on. That was a good one.
No, it was good. It was just bitter. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job.
Thank you.
Brian, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we have a good prize for you. You're going to go check out Derek Hough, Dance for the Holidays, November 6th at the Box Center Wang Theater. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Enjoy that, okay?
Awesome. The bride's going to enjoy those.
Oh, yay. Super cool. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy or Carson, whoever you are this morning?
I'm Brian from Methuen, and I can't be Kennedy this time.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Oh, we lost our contestant.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
All right, Dan is trying to get our contestant back on. We lost them on the line. Real quick, want to remind you, if you listen to us streaming on the Odyssey app, you could fall into 5K. Your chance to win $5,000 with the Fall Into 5K contest. Super simple. You listen on the stream, on the app, for an hour, and then every day they pick a $5,000 winner. We've got all the details up at mix1041.com. Again, that's mix1041.com. So there. Some of the comments, Kennedy, about our costumes.
Yeah.
Kennedy, I love that you went as Carson. Dan nailed it with his costume. Kate says, this is so difficult. Okay, Kennedy for the win. Carson and Dan tied for second. Happy Halloween. Dan every time. I'm a Dan stan. How is Dan winning this and he didn't even dress up?
Because ladies love Dan.
Some people just have it, Carson.
LL Cool Dan.
Mark's online too.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Girl, stick her out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Oh, that's Sophia and Piper, Kennedy.
Yep, I'm out. Good luck.
They're dressed as Wednesday Addams and Megan for Halloween. Megan who?
Megan's a robot from a scary movie called Megan.
Oh, okay. I do know that one. All right, here we go. Five trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number one. Of course, happy Halloween to everyone today. In the scary movie The Ring, how long do people have to live after watching the videotape?
24 hours.
Question number two. Zoe Kravitz stepped out in New York City yesterday, marking her first public appearance since news broke of her split from her fiancé. Which actor was she engaged to?
I don't know.
Question number three. It's the spookiest day of the year. Which scary movie is this well-known line from? Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
What movie is that from?
Silence of the Lambs.
Question number four. Sarah McLachlan has postponed the Canadian dates of her Fumbling Towards Ecstasy anniversary tour due to illness. She says, and I quote, "My voice is not recovering and I need time to heal." McLachlan's song Angel played during the commercials for which nonprofit for years?
Oh, it was so sad.
Oh, is it ASPCA?
It's good marketing, though. You still remember it.
I know, Angel and then like a one-eyed cat in a cage. You're like, take my money.
Question number five. 13 years ago today in 2011, Kim Kardashian filed for divorce from this NBA player just 72 days after they got married. What is his name?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
How old are Sophia and Piper?
Seven and eight.
They talk in unison. If you got them to say Red Rum, it would be very creepy.
They are dressed as Wednesday Addams and Megan Kennedy.
With a scary doll.
Yes.
Amazing.
All right. Mark got 2 out of 5. These are tough. You ready?
Well done. Mm. Yep.
In the scary movie The Ring, how long do people have to live after watching the videotape?
7 days.
1-0. Zoe Kravitz stepped out in New York City yesterday, marking her first public appearance since news broke of her split from her fiancé. Which actor was she engaged to?
Channing Tatum.
2-0. It's the spookiest day of the year. Which scary movie is this well-known line from? Take a listen.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That's Silence of the Lambs.
I just think of the Joe Dirt scene.
Good old Buffalo Bill.
Hey, man, you throw an auto trader down here.
3-1, question number 4. Sarah McLachlan has postponed the Canadian dates of her Fumbles Towards Ecstasy anniversary tour due to illness. McLachlan's song Angel played during the commercials of which nonprofit for years?
ASPCA.
4-2, question number 5. It was 13 years ago today in 2011, Kim Kardashian filed for divorce from this NBA player. Just 72 days after they got married, what's his name?
Chris something.
Kirkpatrick.
You get your ass kicked.
Gary.
Humphreys. Chris Humphreys.
That is right, Kennedy. Nice job. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Mark. You don't get the cash. But thank you for listening. Thank you to Sophia and Piper for listening as well. You ladies have a great day today, okay?
Okay.
I hope you get all the candy tonight.
Sophia, what's your favorite candy?
Skittles.
Skittles? Oh, that's my girl. Piper, what is yours?
Sour Patches.
Which one?
I don't know, but I don't
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, Sour Patch. Mm. Your kids have good taste in candy. I'm here for it. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Okay, ready? We're Mark.
Tyson and Sophia. And Kelsey Kennedy.
I hated playing the loser horn after that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Chris from Wilmington.
Hello, Chris. Hello.
How are you?
Hey.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Chris is driving back home with his wife, Elizabeth, from dropping their kid off at preschool. Were they dressed up?
Yeah, he was dressed up as Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski. Yeah.
You didn't fill out your paperwork, Wazowski. Okay.
Okay. All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 trivia questions are all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. 18 years ago today, in 2006, Bob Barker announced that he was retiring from The Price is Right. He hosted the show for 35 years. He passed away last year. In which movie did he beat up Adam Sandler?
Happy Gilmore.
Today is Halloween, and pumpkins will be hollowed out, carved, and lit up all over the world. Are pumpkins a fruit or a vegetable?
They are a vegetable.
I don't think it's all over the world, Dan. I don't think everywhere celebrates Halloween like we do.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
It started in Ireland, this tradition, and they carve turnips.
So it's not pumpkins.
But it's pumpkins in a lot of places.
What's the name of the murderous doll possessed by the soul of a serial killer in all of the Child's Play movies?
Chucky?
Bill Belichick's ex-girlfriend, Linda Holiday, took a shot at him with her Halloween costume. She dressed up as Uma Thurman's character, The Bride, from which Quentin Tarantino movie?
Pulp Fiction.
And question number 5, the Los Angeles Dodgers won the World Series last night, beating the New York Yankees 77-6 in Game 5. The Yankees were up 5-0 before blowing it, which makes all Red Sox fans smile today.
Can't confirm.
Which borough did the Yankees play in?
Oh, the borough? The Bronx?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Now, Chris, will you and Elizabeth be dressing up for Halloween today?
Yeah, we're going to go full Monsters, Inc. She's going to be Sully. I'll be one of the CDA agents, and our six-month-old's going to be Boo.
Oh. Amazing.
That's killing the game.
One of the best Pixar movies.
So good. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
Chris got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
Yep.
Thank you.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
18 years ago, in 2006, Bob Barker announced that he was retiring from The Price is Right. He hosted for over 35 years. He actually passed away last year. In which movie did he beat up Adam Sandler?
Happy Gilmore.
Tied at 1. Today's Halloween and pumpkins will be hollowed out, carved, and lit up all over the world. Are pumpkins a fruit or a vegetable?
Huh.
I know, right?
Hmm. A vegetable?
Pumpkins are a fruit.
I said vegetable, too.
I learned something new today.
Tied at 1. Question number 3. What is the name of the murderous doll possessed by the soul of a serial killer in all the Child's Play movies?
Oh, Chucky.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Bill Belichick's ex-girlfriend Linda Holiday took a shot at him with her Halloween costume. She dressed up as Uma Thurman's character, The Bride, from which Quentin Tarantino movie?
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. Hey, what was the movie with the puppet? Do you remember that when we were really young, Kennedy?
The puppet?
Yeah, it was a guy. He was a ventriloquist and he had a puppet.
Magic.
Oh,
yeah, that's one of the scariest movies of all times.
3-2, question number 5. The Los Angeles Dodgers won the World Series last night, beating the New York Yankees 7-6 in Game 5. The Yankees were up 5-0 before blowing it. And we'll be doing a wellness check on Kennedy's boyfriend, Mr.
He says he's fine. He says he's all right. It's just a game, in fact, with his words. I'm shocked by
Well, that's what you say after you lose.
I'm shocked by
suffering.
The growth.
How is he on the inside, though?
Which borough do the Yankees play in?
Brooklyn?
They are the Bronx Bombers, Kennedy.
Oh, duh.
Yep.
Wow.
4-3 is the final score.
No, I only got 3.
No. Oh, 3. That's right.
I got 3.
Because the pumpkins
are 3 too, Chris.
Yep. 3-3 is the final score with the tie. Kennedy gets the win, though. I'm sorry, Chris, you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and have fun dressing up and stealing all
your
kids' candy, because your toddler's going to get a lot of stuff, and you're going to get to steal it.
Yeah, he can't eat it all.
No.
Hey, he's only 3. He won't even be able to count how much he has. It's perfect.
No, 3 pieces, and you get the other 1,000. Yes. Chris, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Chris and Elizabeth from Wilmington, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.